Approximately 23 hours ago, Christians in China, and then in Sri Lanka, and then in Afghanistan, started reading these words, and then in Israel, and then in Europe, and then on the East Coast. These words have been shared in the Christian community for over 2,000 years. So I invite you to listen for the Word of God and let it find you where you are on your journey. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as those who bring forth the harvest, as people exult when dividing the plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken it on the day of Midian. For all the boots are trampling the warriors, and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for a fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting One, the Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and for his kingdom, he will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. And the zeal of God of hosts will do this. And to the text from the Gospel of Luke. There were in those days a decree that went out from Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to that town of Nazareth of Judea to be enrolled in the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the descendants of the house of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, it came time for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to the firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in that region shepherds abiding their flocks by night and keeping watch over them. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all people." And when the angel had left them and had gone into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go down to Bethlehem and see this great sight that has taken place." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known all that they had been told about the child, and all who heard it were amazed. But Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen and had been told to them. The word of life. Thanks be to God. I don't know if we always get and understand the contrast of the text, but it was written in a time when Augustus Caesar had conquered almost all of the known world. And then he declared a Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. And he was called, Augustus was called, the Savior of the world, the great Lord, and the Prince of Peace. And to this man who could make people move with the touch of a pen, saying, you'll have to go to your father's land and you'll have to be registered so we can then tax you, poor people. In the midst of that, the true peace, Prince of Peace, the true Lord was born. I had read a story this week that was written actually by a Presbyterian minister. And he talked about a woman who actually was asked 46 years ago to conduct the Christmas pageant. And she took it on. Her name was Alvenia Johnson. And she took it on and she made it her project for 46 years. She'd lasted through 10 pastors, 9 presidents, and 3 wars. She would only allow 9 children to be in the play. They always had to try out for the play. Tryouts took place the last Friday or the last Sunday of October, and then they practiced, and it had to be perfect for Alvenia Johnson. Well, it turned out that some of the parents, especially those parents whose children did not get into the play, the rejected Mary, the rejected wise men, they all got together and went to the Christian Education Committee meeting and said, we want to determine that every child who comes into the church, who's part of the church, can be in the Christmas program. They voted on it. Alvenia Johnson heard about it, and she was in the pastor's study the next day at 9 o'clock. She said, young mothers, that's the problem with the church. And he wrote, she said it as though it were a curse word. And so she said, I'm not going to do it this year. The young mothers can do it. And so they allowed every child in the church to be in the program. The children were mostly farm kids. So when the young mothers told the kids who were the sheep, oh, just act like sheep, you'll be fine. They didn't realize that some of the sheep would go up in the choir loft and that some of them would get lost and some of them would go out in the congregation. And Alvenia Johnson sat on the back row, pursing her lips, saying, I told you so. And then they decided that the King James Version Bible probably wasn't the easiest for children to learn. So the narrator was narrating, and Joseph and Mary was going down, just as the narrator said, and Mary, not was great with child, but Mary was pregnant. And Joseph stopped and looked at her and said, what do you mean pregnant? And everyone just died. Pretty soon, as the pageant was ending, the little sheep went to the back of the church where Alvenia Johnson was. They got in the row where she was, and they laid down and fell asleep in her lap. And the pastor said, about that time, it started to snow, the blanket of snow all over the earth. And the woman, who's hard of hearing, leaned over to her husband and said, it's perfect. And everyone heard it. It is perfect that peace comes in a helpless baby. It is perfect that when a child comes into a family, everything changes. It is perfect that we gather together tonight and celebrate that birth. I wasn't going to mention it, but I heard on the radio today that it was 100 years ago tonight when Britain and Germany were fighting. And it was in Belgium, and the soldiers were, their trenches were just a few yards from each other. And in the evening, on Christmas night, 100 years ago today, the German soldiers, who had been hanging their Christmas trees on their armored tanks, took them out and started lighting candles around them. And then the British soldiers started sharing all of their gifts with one another. And pretty soon, the commanders, who were told not to have an armistice, got together. And the German commander shared beer with the British commander. And the British commander shared punch and plum pudding with them. And for that one night, the two enemies shared gifts with one another. And an armistice was found for 24 hours. And both enemies got together on that night, played soccer, and ended up singing Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Maybe in this next year, we can put down the guns of our words. Maybe this year, we can share what we have a little more with one another. And maybe this year, we can birth, like Mary, love to the world. Let's at least try. Okay? Amen.